wish I was what the issue is. We were warned about this, but obviously it's come to be exactly what we were warned about.
Well, the teams asked for this. You know, in the off season, we worked with them. We told them what we were going to do. They've asked us to stay consistent, and that's exactly what we've done. So at 5 o'clock today, we had every car through the inspection process one time. So we feel good about that.
Well, since then, how many cars are not going to be able to qualify today?
I can't give you the exact number because we're still running cars through now. The last I looked, we had like 15 or 16 on pit road. So I think we're going to have a good qualifying session. We're going to have a great race on Sunday. So looking forward to it.
Ellen, were you surprised at the number of cars that had to go back through more than once?
Not really. I mean, I know they're pushing it. It's the first downforce race, so we understand that. But again, the thing that's really encouraging is the garage has asked us to stay consistent, stay the course, and they'll get it fixed. So that's what we're going to do.
Have there been cars that won't be allowed to qualify because of issues that they found during?
No, as long as they pass inspection, they'll be allowed to qualify.
So you think that everybody will get out to be able to qualify?
I didn't say that. That's on them.
But
like I said, we had everybody through at 5 o'clock, so if they had presented their car in compliance with the rule book, they would be out there now.
Why, if everyone was warned, and they were, why would there be any kind of an issue then?
It's probably a better question for them.
How many will there be that don't get through?
I can't answer that because I don't know. We're still going through the process now.
How long will you leave that process open?
Well, we'll continue right up until they have 20 minutes in the first session, so they can still get out there as long as the first session is still we're still going.
Is there a particular station that's keeping people up?
Mostly templates. Yeah. Again, it's the first downforce race. They're going to push that, so we understand.
If they ask for it, have any of them since come back and said, hey, that one's such a good idea?
I've made many laps through the garage today, and every crew chief has said, stay the course, stay the course. Owners are saying the same thing, stay the course, so that's what we're going to do. We'll get it corrected.
Did you consider lengthening or delaying the start qualifying at all?
No, we had everybody through at 5 o'clock. That's 45 minutes before the session starts, so they all had the opportunity, so we won't extend it.
Elton, crew chiefs told us last week, one in particular told us it's going to get ugly, and others were told about that and said, yeah, at Atlanta. So the question is, they feel like they need to push it to see how far NASCAR will let it go, and obviously NASCAR is not letting things go, right? Can you talk about your perspective on that?
I just think in the past, you know, I've been on the team side before, and you're going to try to get everything you can. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. They've asked for this. They've asked us to clean it up, so it's going to be a little painful, but we'll get there.
All right, guys. Anything else?
Thank you, man.
Yeah, why don't you guys change the policy on sticker tires? You guys had talked about possibly if you failed tech, you'd have to start the race on scuffs.
I'm sorry, ask the question again, Bob.
I said originally you were told that if you had failed tech, you might have to start the race on scuffs. Because
we're going to, the type of tire that you start the race on will be strictly by the rule book. Nothing's changed there.
Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.